You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
You are watching our program Spiritual Cures, and if you want in any istikhara, then let me tell you the tariqah for that is we need the person's name, the mother's name, and also just a brief description of what the istikhara is about. Inshallah Azawajal, we will do istikhara for you there and then. And also, if there's any wazaif, any problems you have, please do not suffer silently at home or anywhere, wherever you are. Dawat Islami is with you, inshallah. So that we will try our utmost best to help you in any way we can, inshallah, by the ways of wazaif, ta'wizat, whatever inshallah we can do to help you. Inshallah, by the will of Allah, we will try to give you a solution for your problems as well. Remember, everything is in the possession of Allah, inshallah. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us that barakat and that strength for us to inshallah work for each other as well. We've got, mashallah, Tasawwur Bhai in the studio. Tasawwur Bhai, as you know, mashallah, Azawajal is the head of Department of Tawizat-e-Tariya in UK and Europe. So, alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we are lucky to have him in our studio, mashallah, Azawajal. Ji, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, so remember, if you want to do istikhara, then we need that information. And if we can have it in just one text message, that will be brilliant. Because if you send a message with your name, then a message with your mum's name, then a message, then they're going to go all over and we might be losing them during the messages. So please, if we can have it in one text message, that will be brilliant as well, inshallah. Anything you want to say, Sohbet?
Yeah, I was just going to say regarding the message coming in 2-3 different pieces. Because there's several people sending messages in. Because it's in one or two, maybe you might be sending them straight away, but somebody else's message will come in between and then it splits your message
up. That's what normally happens.
Ji.
So sometimes we have to say to the people that please send the messages again. Ji, mashallah, Azawajal, we have a few messages to start off with, inshallah. So we're going to wait for you guys to send us the messages.
But let's start off. They started rolling off, though.
Ji. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My son, I'm not going to mention the name. He chats to wrong people online, never listens to me and his dad. He lies a lot and goes to school and always come back with a complaint from school. He comes home, never sits in one spot. So basically, I think we want to do istikhara. I've sent the message of forward for istikhara. But is there any ta'weez or some wazaif that we can give this child? Basically, disobedient.
If you recite Ya Matinu, Ya Matinu, Ya Matinu, 10 times with the Ru-Sharif before and after, perform them upon some water, and then keep that water, and then use it, I give to the child to drink as and when, however. Directly, maybe if you want him to give him to drink like this, maybe he might not. So maybe when you make some tea or you give him some drink, soft drink, you know, diluted drink or something like that, if you just add a little bit in with it, with that, inshallah, may he become obedient to your parents.
Inshallah, Azawajal. And also another thing is that at this moment in time, because you mentioned a few things, and I would like to just add on to what Haisab has just said, that, you know, don't shout at him, don't hit him, don't scold him. You know, Tainake, as a family, you know, obviously the mother, you know, she's got all this to take in, and then she's got other things to do as well. You know, you do get angry, I'm not saying that, but the thing is, at this moment in time, because he's 14 years old, you don't want to be doing anything that will make him, you know, go onto the wrong path or even have that more distance, you know, between yourself and him as well.
I think so, because they're going through the problems, and if you tackle it like, you know, harshly or in with anger, you'll be like a wall, so you'll push him away. I think what he needs is, because it's that age and then the things, the surroundings that are pushing him away, he needs love and softness around him rather than a wall to bounce away from, because he'll go further away and get into these.
It has happened because he's in teen years, and you know, it's very, very easy for him to be manipulated by someone. Basically, you know, if he goes and tells his friends, and obviously, if you, like you said, his friends aren't going to be good as well. So what's going to happen is they're going to, you know, entice him to move away from the family, and you're going to get into more problems. And he, Allah Ta'ala forbid, gets into more problems. So please, anyone who is watching this, if you've got this problem at home with disobedient children, alhamdulillah, we were given the wazifa, Ya Matinu, recite that, inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will show his mercy and his blessing. But then also have tarbiyat in there as well. Try to have Madani channel at home. I know it says age that is 14 years old. If you, you know, if you forgot to give him that tarbiyat early in the early days, it's going to be sometimes really hard because he's not going to listen. So, inshallah, Azawajal, the best advice from myself, is my advice, you don't have to take it on board. But my advice will be that please, you know, be gentle with him and with love, inshallah, Azawajal, things can be changed as well.
Also, not to neglect that, remember, parents' dua for the children is accepted. It's a maqbool dua. It's an accepted dua. So, don't be tight in this essence, yeah? Make dua.
And
plenty of dua,
and inshallah. One of the best times that the scholars have mentioned is the time for tahajjud. You know, so just before Fajr time starts, wake up, make dua for your son, make dua for any problem. This is for anyone, general. The best time is tahajjud time. So please, inshallah, we'll make dua. Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for them as well. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. I have a 17-year-old son. I would like to know if it's betterment for my son to live with his grandma as my sister is about to move out. Okay. Istikhara, I've given the name. Inshallah, we'll get an answer for that. One istikhara has been done. This is for an Islamic brother from Dewsbury. Istikhara has been done. And it says that he has Nazre Bad. Basically, he worries too much. So it is Nazre Bad. La ilaha illallah 60 times. And then blow onto the person. Allah Ta'ala will give him shifa as well, inshallah. We've also had another istikhara done where it said, regarding this same 17-year-old child, it is said that it is not better for the istikhara. But again, istikhara is not 100% definite knowledge. It's with Allah Azza wa Jal. So please make sure you look at the situation. In the istikhara, it says it's better not to, but you can look at the situation and inshallah Azza wa Jal decide for yourself as well. In that instance, if you can get some, you know, that 17-year-old son mentioned, you know, just ask yourself a few questions. What if he doesn't go? You know, what will happen? You know, what's the negative? So discuss these at home. Inshallah, so Allah Ta'ala make it easier. And also, why not read 2 nafal and ask Allah Ta'ala for a better solution? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it will be a better solution, no doubt. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to ask, I have had back pain for years and hasn't improved. Could I do istikhara? That's, no, we can't do the istikhara because you haven't said your mother's name. That's what we mentioned in the beginning of the program. Person's name, mother's name, description. 3 things. If there's only 2 things, then it makes it really hard for us to do the istikhara. So please, this brother, mashallah, I'll just mention the first name of the brother is Maqbool. So Maqbool bhai, if you can send us your mother's name, inshallah, Azzawajal, we'll pass on to for the istikhara, inshallah, Azzawajal. Assalamu alaikum. I am always fed up. There are always arguments in my house. I also always have pain. Please do istikhara for me. Please don't mention the names, mother's names, etc. Inshallah, Azzawajal. These are some of the messages that came last week. Oh, we couldn't do them because they were in the last minute.
It came late.
Can you give us wazifa for having a strong memory, please? Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I think the one we had one last week has come again this week, which we've already done. So inshallah, let's pass this. So inshallah, Azawajal, let's just have istikhara for this, inshallah, Azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My daughter is 4 years old and does not concentrate. Please, can you do istikhara? Her name is okay. Inshallah, we will do istikhara for you. MashaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I've said in regards to having a strong memory, a spiritual cure. Now, this can be done from any of the viewers who are wanting a strong memory, or whether they've got children and they attend the madrasa, etc., and they want to increase their intellect. This amal, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 786 times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 786 times with Durood Sharif before and after. Perform dhamm upon some water and then save that water and give that water to the children to drink. Inshallah, Azawajal, this will increase the intellect, give them a strong memory, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Azawajal. Jeet Sorbi, Jazakallah Khairah for that, inshallah, Azawajal. I've got my cup of tea, so inshallah, Azawajal, we're waiting for your cup to come. So, inshallah, I'm just going to read out a few messages that we've got.
You can drink up,
inshallah. I'm just gonna read out for these messages. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you do istikhara for them or give any wazifa? They don't live together, don't talk with each other without any specific reason. Please give any wazifa and do istikhara. They don't talk and live together. Someone done something or what? You take it, inshallah. So we'll try to do the istikhara for that as well, inshallah. My niece in Pakistan is called, okay, her mom's name. Her daughter feels scared and doesn't sleep at night. Please, can you do istikhara to tell us what's wrong? Please, can you do istikhara for my son if anything done on him? Jazakallah khairah. Jeet Sahur bhai, we needed istikhara. Wazifa does not sleep at night, so sleep. We call it sleep starvation. You know, they can't get to sleep.
Ji, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to those who find it difficult sleeping, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 11 times, Durushi before and after, and then go to sleep, inshallah, those you fall asleep.
MashaAllah. Ji, Subhan. I have been told that they've got almonds and badam and piste in the tea as well.
Ji, I can see you enjoying.
Ji, MashaAllah. Ji, Subhanallah. Ji, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you do istikhara for my father? He has been suffering from back problems for the past 12 years and doesn't sleep at all at night. Inshallah, Azawajal. We will. Istikhara was requested for whoever sent a istikhara for that. Dad's suffer back pain for 12 years. Please, can we have your dad's mum's, yani your daddy's name as well, so that we can do the istikhara there. We have got an istikhara result back. My niece is in Pakistan. Her mum's name, who you mentioned, it is Nazr-e-Bad. Nazr-e-Bad means that there is an evil eye. So please recite La ilaha illallah 60 times. Istikhara for code word gate 12. Gate 12 istikhara has been done. And it's come back as clear, so alhamdulillah, there's no evil eye, no black magic, waghera. So inshallah, that should be good, alhamdulillah. Also, istikhara done for, well, not done, but we need the father's name. And also, another istikhara has come back, but we need the mother's name.
The mother's name wasn't mentioned in that.
I'll just mention the husband's name has been mentioned. Why you sent us that there's no reason why they don't talk to each other. The boy's mom is very stressed because of her son. We need this. You've mentioned the name, but you need to give us the mother's name as well. For the person who you are wanting to do the istikhara for, we need the mother's name as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. And also do dua for my brother-in-law who is still in jail. We don't want to take him out, because we know he's going to do same old thing, drugs and all that. He's mentally ill, he's mentally not well. Too, sometimes he talks rubbish and swears. I think one of the reasons I don't think they can control him not coming out, because if he has to come out, then they will release him. But inshallah, we're going to make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives him Shifa-i Kamila as well. And also, you know, these, sometimes these people are very vulnerable as well, because, you know, if they're mentally not with them, then you need to try to, you know, give them, you know, ilaj and also some tawizat as well, inshallah. Jeet Sawarbhai, someone wanted a wazifa for diabetes as well. They were doing istikhara, but if we can give a... I think a lot of people will be watching that I've got diabetes, yani sugar disease. You know, so inshallah, if we can give a wazifa for that as well. Jee, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you do istikhara for my mom? She has had lung disease for years, but recently has got worse. But doctors say she is the same. Okay, inshallah. So then we will do istikhara.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Those who are suffering from diabetes, Allah Ta'ala give you cure. If you act upon this particular spiritual cure, inshallah, azawajal, you will be cured. Another very popular verse. This needs to be recited 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening, with Durood Sharif before and after. Perform them upon water and drink it. And it's Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqin wa akhrijni mukhraja sidqin waj'alni min ladunka sultanan nasira. So this needs to be recited 3 times in the morning with Durood Sharif before and after. Perform them and drink, and then also in the evening as well. Recite 3 times, Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon water and consume.
Mashallah. And I think that is Surah Bani Israel. We've got a message from Islam, but I think he's given his dad's mom's name, so that's brilliant, inshallah. Pass the message on. We will do the istikhara for that. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you, inshallah. We've also got the from Maqbool Bhai, inshallah.
We'll pass so, you mentioned, I think earlier, regarding somebody who's afraid. So fear. If you recite Ya Hafidhu 16 times with Durood Sharif before and after, inshallah, the fear will go away.
Inshallah.
If in the case where it's a small child and they're not able to read themselves, then parents can read and then perform them upon the child as well.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Please, can you share dua and wazifa as I and my wife have COVID-19? Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you, inshallah. Ji, wazifa for COVID-19. There's a very beautiful wazifa that Amir al-Sunnat has given us. We read that in the morning 3 times and 3 times in the evening. Allahumma afini fi badani, Allahumma afini fi sam'i, Allahumma afini fi basari, la ilaha illa anta. Read it once more. Allahumma afini fi badani, Allahumma afini fi sam'i, Allahumma afini fi basari, la ilaha illa anta. If you can read that wazifa, inshallah azawajal, it will be much better, inshallah azawajal. Ji.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya Afsab, in regards to the coronavirus, there's a couple of wazifas here. One which is very straightforward, Ya Majidu. Recite Ya Majidu 10 times with Durood Sharif before and after. Perform them upon any beverage. It doesn't have to be water, it can be some drink, tea, anything. Perform them upon it and then consume that. Inshallah, this will protect you from coronavirus. Another one which is quite simple as well, which they might be able to note down, because I know the one that you've mentioned is quite lengthy, so maybe they might not be able to write it all down, or option was that they could have recorded the sound and then obviously they can learn it from that. But this other one is very simple as well. After each salah, recite the following which I'm going to mention 25 times with Durood Sharif before and
75
after. 25 times after each salah. Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi. Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi. So you recite this 25 times after every salah, Durood Sharif before and after. Inshallah, this will protect you from coronavirus.
Inshallah.
These are both given by Amir al-Sunnat. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. There was another one, Ya Maliku as well, wasn't there?
That was for something else.
That was
Ya Majidu, the first
Ya
one.
Ya Majidu, yes.
Yeah, over something.
That's 25 times as well, isn't
no,
it?
No, that one's 10 times. Ya Majidu, 10 times. Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi, 25 times.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Please, can you do istikhara? I have a pending court date. However, I am due to go to Pakistan and leave my bad habits behind to change myself in Pakistan. Please, can I have some advice on whether I should go? Please do not mention the name. Okay, no problem, inshallah. I think advice, What advice would you give? Because this is all our advice. This is not Madani Channel's advice, but because you've asked me to give an advice, and I'll give you my humble opinion, is because you've got the court case here. If you don't go to the court session and you go to Pakistan, obviously whenever you return back, they're going to be calling you to the court. So I think get everything sorted here before you go to Pakistan. At this moment in time, you know what the situation is with COVID as well. And please do not make a wrong decision. I've sent you over for the istikhara, inshallah. So we'll get some istikhara advice as well, inshallah.
Yeah, you'll come back with a reply whether it's good for you or not. But as personal advice, it is that you deal with the matters that are here first and then think about where.
Okay, mashallah. I've got a few more istikhara requests. I'll forward them, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Okay, inshallah. I'm going to mention this. I'm going to send these for requests for tawizat first. And I will explain what we're going to do next, inshallah. We've got some more requests. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Please, can you do istikhara for my father? He has been suffering. Okay, we've done that. I've got severe neck pain. I had it when I went to Pakistan 18 years ago. Is there anything I can read to cure it? Okay, inshallah, azza wa jal. Severe neck pain, if you can please get a wazifa for that. Brother, can you do istikhara for my son? He is 3 years old. He has an accident and has broken his leg. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala give him shifa-i kamila as well. And Allah Ta'ala give him a speedy recovery, inshallah, azza wa jal. What is it that you want in the istikhara for? Because you haven't mentioned, you mentioned the accident, but you, because you know what it is, I don't think there's any need for an istikhara, or well-being, or bin nazara, wagara.
Probably want a general one, that general whether it's evil eye or something, but it could be something like that.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. I live in Derby and my brother lives in Pakistan. And my mom and dad have passed away. I asked my brother to get married, but he did not agree before, and now he got engaged. And then after the engagement, he disagreed again. He has too much anger in himself, and he always picks on random people and thinks that he or she said something about him and disagree completely about his marriage. He always fights with my other brothers and sisters, and I want you to please do istikhara. My name is... I think if you wanted your brother's istikhara, then it's better to give your brother's name. Okay, which you have given the name, inshallah, Azawajal. I have forwarded that on, inshallah.
In regards to, you mentioned about the child had an accident and broken the bone. I've got a spiritual cure here in regards to broken bone that it will fix or join quickly and correctly. This particular spiritual cure is an ayat again. I don't have the reference here, Afsab, inshallah, will help
you. You're testing me today, aren't you?
You're on a mission today, Afsab. I'm testing you. Jiji. So this particular ayat, this verse you'll read once, Durood Sharif before and after, and then you'll perform dam upon the broken bone. And it mentions the duration of 3 days. And it's not just to the once, you do it from time to time whenever you can. So 3 days, whenever you can, from time to time, recite this verse once, Durood Sharif before and after, and perform them. And the verse is, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ.
جِي. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Code number 1987. Can I have istikhara? I'm experiencing anger with little things, and it's out of character for me. Okay. I think because you know it's out of character, then stop it. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. Try to stop it. You know, you might be angry with your missus at home and you'll be shouting, and the missus might be angry with her husband and she'll be breaking the bartan and, you know, hitting the children, because that's what normally happens.
So you're at loss either way. Whether the burden hit you or whether the burden break, either way, your pocket is at loss. So it's better to calm down.
So a very beautiful advice, but several ways, just calm down. Code word 1987. Istikhara has been done and it's come back as Nazre Bad. And there is the istikhara for Nazre Bad, or Wazifa, sorry, is to recite La ilaha illallah 60 times and blow to a patient, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give him shifa. Or there is a way that you can use green chili, red chilies. Yeah, red chilies. Just start from the right shoulder, go around seven times. And each time put the chilies onto the tawa or the pan at home. If there's a smell that comes out from them, then that means the nazr-e-bad has been taken away. If not, then keep doing that until you can smell that as well.
Yes, after you mentioned somebody who's suffering from neck pain.
Ji.
If they recite Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu, in abundance, inshallah.
Allah Ta'ala give shifa, inshallah. Ji, istikhara has been done for, who said that you live in Derby and your brother from Pakistan. It's Vakti Azmaish, so it's a temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, it doesn't have to be that someone has done Taweez, someone has done black magic on him. There is a thing that we call that, you know, it's a Vakti Azmaish from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala will make it easier, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We'll try to give you a Taweez for cure. Have you done the cure for anger one? Yeah, I think the server is really busy. Or is
I'm just putting the reference in actually. So we don't have problems next time.
Yeah.
So about last verse, wasn't it? After, yeah.
Yeah. Code word gate 12. The istikhara has been clear. Inshallah, Azawajal, the istikhara has been done. Jazakallahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum. Don't want to mention my name. I tried my best for driving test but failed because of nervous. I'm good in my normal lesson. Please guide me. What shall I read? You know, inshallah, remember that, I failed in my first one as well. I'm leaking out all the secrets here. I failed in my test as well. So it's not end of the world. To be honest with you, there's more important things in life than passing a driving test, yeah? So don't worry about that too much. But inshallah, whenever you go, you know, do a read wazifa, ya salamu parlo. You know, read ya salamu, any other wazifa.
A couple of
what did you read and you passed?
Make ablution. Because ablution is something which gives you that confidence. You know, where somebody who lacks confidence, when you're in the state of wuzu, alhamdulillah, that gives you confidence.
MashaAllah.
So firstly, go in the state of ablution and recite Ya Nafi'u 20 times with Durushi before and after, before going for your test.
MashaAllah. Ya Nafi'u. SubhanAllah.
I remember I used to do this spiritual cure before starting my paper in my exams in Jamia.
And you always used to pass them. Or you had another sheet that you were looking over. Jee, mashallah. SubhanAllah.
Spiritual cure in regards to anger. Before Afsab gets angry. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. Recite this once with Durushi before and after. Perform dumb upon water and drink that water in 3 sips. Duration of 40 days. Inshallah, Zawajallu.
We had someone who said, oh, I failed my driving test. So that means he never used to read Namaz Fajr in the morning. So he read it that day when it was his test. So basically you were not testing, you know, Allah Ta'ala was testing you. You know, so you've already failed that test, you know. So, you know, you already failed before you start. Don't do it for the test. We shouldn't be reading our namaz, and that's what happens. You know, we go on a journey, you know, something really bad happens and we fall down in prostration. Tika is good, lekin why are we testing Allah Azza wa Jalla? Ya Allah, I'm going to worship you, see if you can pass me or not. We shouldn't be thinking like that. You know, like I said, there's many other important things than passing a driving test. I know it's important as well, lekin salah, namaz is far more important than passing a test. That two rakat, the two sunnahs of fajr are better than everything in that is in the world and in the heavens. Yes, there's two sunnahs of fajr is better than that.
The world and everything that in it.
Yeah, with the world and everything. Now, if we do not offer our fajr namaz, you know, you haven't got any good thing in you anyway. So obviously, you're going to pass now, fail. Now, okay, if someone does pass, you know, sometimes we think, yeah, but he doesn't read namaz and he passed his test. Again, that's a test from Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't mean that because he's really pious and Allah loves him for because he is not reading his salah. You know, don't think about people like that.
Tested in different ways. Some people are tested by giving extra bounties. And the giving of those extra bounties are his test.
Subhanallah.
To see how he's going to react.
MashaAllah.
And then some people, things are taken away from him to see how he's going to react, and he's tested in that way. So You know, people are tested in different ways, so don't compare somebody else. You know, think about yourself.
Allah Ta'ala make it easier for all of you guys, inshallah. I've got some more istikharas that I need to pass on. And then inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Jee, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can you give any wazifa for me for good memory? My age is 26 and I always forget things. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
After each salah, place your right hand upon your head and recite Ya Qawiyyu.
Ya
Qawiyyu, Ya Qawiyyu, 11 times. Dhruv it before and after. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Your memory will be increased.
Is that what you used to read as well?
Alhamdulillah.
Ya Qawiyyu, MashaAllah.
Mm-hmm. Try to do it.
I'm trying to get all the, you know, the knowledge from him so we can try to distribute it amongst us. Yes, assalamu alaikum, Hafiz Sahab. Wa alaikum
assalam.
I get to sleep at night, but then wake up regularly all night after a few hours. Is it possible to do istikhara to see if there's any nazar or anything stronger? This has been happening for a few months. Mm. Inshallah, we'll do together for you. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. I would like to have istikhara done. My name is, I have pain in my joints, especially knees are bad. I sit on a chair to pray namaz. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa kamila. I pass them on for istikhara. So soon as we get a result, inshallah.
As in regards to, you know, you mentioned that, you know, we get all this out from him. Something I learned when I came into the environment of Dawud Islami, alhamdulillah, was that, you know, whenever you learn something, you put it into practice. Alhamdulillah, in the environment, we tend to learn things and then put them into practice. And that way you don't forget them. Alhamdulillah, they like become a part of your life.
Alhamdulillah.
And like, for example, you know, this Ya Qawiyyu, the very first time when I learned it, alhamdulillah, it's my amal that I do, you know, after each namaz. And then it becomes like a routine, is part of your life in a sense.
You know, just like, you know, a lot of people, they say that before coming into Dawud Islami, we never used to say Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah. But as soon as you come into Dawud Islami, these are the things that you learn. And, you know, sometimes parents get worried, you know, why is he saying MashaAllah too much? You know, but remember, one of the ways of getting a bad nazar is when you look at your children and you don't say MashaAllah or, you know, something like that. So you are giving them nazar yourselves, but we think, no, it's the next door neighbor. Maafi diyo na ki bicharenge. I am a student of Dawud Islami and my children are as well. I have been married for 28 years now in my house. After 3 to 4 months, a problem comes that embarrasses me and my household. Could you please do istikhara and let us know what the problem is and also give us something to read? Please, could you not say this on TV? Please message me back on here. The thing is, we can't reply to the messages from this text message because the number comes from our studio in Pakistan. So there's no reply. It's only a one-way system.
Yeah. So I think you didn't mention today, but basically the replies given without mentioning your names. And we usually recommend that you mention a code name. And that way, when your code name is mentioned, you know
that it's for you. I try to not to mention the name when I give him the result out as well. Ji, we've got some results, mashallah. I want to get my istikhara done. So this is there's nothing else. I don't think there was any code words or anything. It's for an Islamic brother whose mother's name was Jamila. That's the only way I can tell. Mother's name was Jamila, an Islamic brother who wanted his istikhara done. Istikhara has come back and it's come back as clear, so there's no need to worry about any influence or magic. Assalamu alaikum. We had another istikhara request. Islamic sister said that I sit on the chair to pray my salah. Istikhara has been done. It's a sign of illness, so there is no black magic or evil eye or anything like that. And then another istikhara, the Islamic says that I find it hard to sleep at night. I wake up regularly. Istikhara has been done and it's Nazr-e-Bad. So Nazr-e-Bad, La ilaha illallah 60 times and do dumb on yourself. Allah Ta'ala will give shifa. Islami brother, Maqbool bhai, that's the only, is to come back as an illness. So there's no evil eye.
In regards to the istikhara reply that's come back as an illness, recite Ya Salamu 33 times with the Rushif before and after. Perform them upon water and consume that water, inshallah, so the illness will be cured.
Inshallah. Yeah, we had another istikhara done. See if there's any code word. There's no code word, but it was for someone. Mother's name is Rizwana. So I'm just going to say Rizwana. Mother's name, istikhara has been done. And it's come back as Vakti Azmaish. So temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you as well. Remember, you know, these tests, you know, they're minor, to be honest with you. The biggest test is the test of the hereafter, the test in the grave. These are the bigger tests. So try to make your mindset that in this life, these tests that come from Allah Azza wa Jalla, sometimes, you know, they say that these tests are put onto you so that Allah Ta'ala can forgive your sins or Allah Ta'ala can elevate your ranks as well. But, you know, we all make dua that Allah Ta'ala does not put us to any test because we are not capable of any test. But if you do be put into a test, please, number one is don't suffer silently. There's loads of help there. Whatever disease, illness there is, there's always a cure for that as well. So inshallah, Azza will try to do that as well.
Recite Ya Sami'u. Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u 100 times with Durushi before and after, at least once a day. No fixed time, but don't speak during the spiritual cure whilst you're reciting.
Okay, so I thought you said during our program.
That would be hard, wouldn't it, Avatar?
Don't speak during. Yeah, why should people speak during our program? They should listen carefully. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. The istikhara request, I forward it on. I'm always fed up and there are always arguments in my house. I also always have pain. Please do istikhara for me. Don't mention. Code word is Sabr 12. So, inshallah, as soon as we get a result, I'll let you know. But you mentioned the code word Sabr. Just keep doing Sabr. Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for you. Ji. Assalamu alaikum, brother. I pray you and all the family are well, inshallah. Just saw your recent WhatsApp status info and thought I'd reach out to you and brother with a humble request for duas for my 27-year-old daughter-in-law who has been recently diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer and is now in palliative care unit in Northern General Hospital. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you as well, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give her shifa kamila as well. Please get some plates for her. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it easier.
I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to cancer. If they're actually watching at the moment, or any other person who is suffering from cancer, it mentions that recite Surah Maryam with Durood-e-Ibrahim 11 times before and after. So recite the whole of Surah Maryam and recite 11 times Durood-e-Ibrahim, not any Durood Sharif, Durood-e-Ibrahim, yeah? 11 times Durood-e-Ibrahim before and after. Perform them upon some water and give to the patient to drink. Inshallah, Azawajal, if Allah wills, they will be cured. And he mentions that once you've got the spiritualized water, you can't add more water to make it last.
Cheek, mashallah.
And it mentions that the duration it mentions here is 40 days continuously. Inshallah, Azawajal, the patient will be cured.
Inshallah, Azawajal. Istikhara has been done for code word sabr. It's come back as illness. So there's no sign of magic or sign of nazar. It's illness. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa'i kamila. And remember, illness is also a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And also it's a means of your status, your rank to be increased in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
A spiritual cure for illness, if they write on a piece of paper, Ya Ghafuru.
Ya Ghafuru.
Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru. If they write this on a piece of paper 3 times, make it into an amulet and wear it around the neck or arm, inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will be cured.
MashaAllah. Ji. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Please, can you help us? We have lost things in our homes. We do not know where to find them. Allah Ta'ala, help us. So they've lost something in our home.
Did you? Whilst you're looking for the lost possession, if you continue to write Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, these are qaf with the two dots. Ya Raqibu. So continuously recite Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, and look for the lost possession, inshallah. If Allah wills, it will be found.
Ya Raqibu. Yeah, we've got a message from Islam brother that Islamic sister is ill in hospital. Please, can you make dua for her? Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla.
Shall we make a brief dua at the end, inshallah?
Yeah, inshallah, we'll make dua.
Yeah, if they can recite Ya Hayyu, recite Ya Hayyu. I don't know if they'll be able to visit. If it's just normal illness, I think they
sometimes they don't let you even visit in the hospital at the moment.
What I'll recommend then is that if they do Ya Salamu Khatam in the home, you don't need to call people from outside and cook lots of things. Just briefly, you know, family members get together and do a khatam. Amir al-Sunnah, mashallah, recommend this, and they mentioned it in the Madhi Muzakara as well. Very simple, Ya Salamu ka khatam dilayin, sawa lakh, 125,000 times. Okay. So basically, get the family together. It doesn't have to be all done in one sitting as well. So you can, you know, do, you know, read some.
Why should we not do it, you know, at least?
I mean, it won't take,
if
the whole family.
Every week, you know, if not every week, every month, you know, we should do Ya Salamu Khatam.
But Ya Salamu, 125,000 times, Durushif before and after. From time to time, read a few times Durushif here and there as well. But 125,000 times, once you've completed that, then do Fatiha and make dua, inshallah, azawajal. If Allah wills, they will be cured. Very powerful amal this is, mashallah.
Mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wassalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Please, can you advise something for a 1-month-old child that doesn't sleep, laid down in a cot, he gets milk reflux when laid down, so only sleeps when held to the shoulder. Okay, so it's a little baby, does not sleep, throws milk out as well.
Yeah, have they had istikhara done? You know.
Well, they haven't sent anything.
Jiji. If they're watching, if you mention.
Yeah, if you mention, if you give us your name, your child's name and the mother's name, inshallah, we'll try to do
istikhara as well. See,
and let you know as well.
If anything is coming.
My niece is married, but after 3 months, her mother-in-law kicked her out of the house as she keeps picking fights with her husband's still with her, but niece is living back to her mother. Okay. Code word name Pink. Inshallah, we'll do the istikhara. Allah Ta'ala make it easier. You know, one of the biggest problems that we are having in our society is tolerance. You know, we're not tolerating each other. We're not, as a family, we're not tolerating each other. You know, and that's what the breakup of our family is. And it's not only one home, it's nearly every single house that, you know, these same problems again.
I think we've lost grip of patience. So nobody's having patience, so nobody's able to bear some other's faults. I think that's where we need to sort of like stop for a moment and think. Because we want others to forgive our faults and our wrongdoings, but most importantly, we want Allah to forgive us our errors and mistakes, but you know, we can't be forgiven.
There was a beautiful article I was reading, and in that you were saying that, you know, we want Allah to forgive me my sins, my mistakes, but we're not ready to forgive other people's mistakes. You know, mari jaisa isi na maaf karne. So, you know, when you die, Allah won't forgive you. Why, if Allah Ta'ala says that? You know, so again, it's very important that we try to forgive each other. I have been suffering with a problem with doctors called eczema, which causes a lot of itching. It isn't that bad in the day, but I scratch a lot at night. Is it possible to do istikhara to see if there's any nazar? I have passed on for yourself. You said that you want to do istikhara, but there is no names for the. You say that my niece has been married for 3 months. And
also, I've got a home remedy for eczema. Yeah, I mentioned it's quite a common problem.
What's the official word that you normally use? Totka, is it?
Yeah, totka. Totka or home remedy. It's how to make a balm for eczema. Now, excuse me if I don't pronounce the words right.
Okay.
Probably first time I'm trying to pronounce them. If Dr. Ziruk Sahab are watching, they might be able to send you a message.
Yeah, we'll tell you to switch the TV off for a few minutes.
Yeah, so how to make this balm for eczema? It mentions take salicylic acid 2%, liquid pieces, carb 2%. I don't think we probably won't be able to make this here. But liquid pieces, carb 2%.
They need a laboratory for that.
Okay. So not bothered.
Yeah, I'll read the message. I think, you know, you make it, try on yourself and then let us know. See what the result is. My niece is married after. Okay, we've done that before. Okay.
You won't be able to get these. You mix it into petroleum jelly. But I think
like you said, petroleum jelly, we don't want people to think they've got to go to a service station and get some petrol.
No. Like Vaseline.
We've got some. Istihara has been done about the eczema. It's Nazre Bad. So, inshallah, recite La ilaha illallah 60 times. Blow on yourself. Allah Ta'ala will remove the Nazre Bad as well. And another thing is that when you do use these Vaseline, something, just read something, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya Salamu 11 times, blow on it and use that as well. We are nearly to the end of our program. I'm trying to get these istikharas done as soon as possible. I've been told we've got 3 minutes, inshallah.
Yeah, you need to make dua as well after.
I'm sure we can get a couple of minutes extra. I need an istikhara for him, as well as he's been lately having lots of stress and anxiety issues. Past month or so, lots of challenges have been getting through. His speech is also abrupted. Okay. Code name Pink. I have sent a request. We're just waiting for that, inshallah. Azawajal.
I saw spiritual cure for disputes. I think you mentioned regarding family disputes. Recite Ya Wadudu 1001 times with Durood Sharif 11 times before and after, and perform dam upon some Lahori Nimak, so that's Himalayan salt here in the UK, and mix it into your household salt and use as required. Inshallah, that will get rid of disputes and create love and harmony in the home. Inshallah. This Himalayan salt is supposed to be good for you as well, sir.
Vaseline and Rizbo?
In general.
Is it a cheap do or is it a bit of expensive
thing? No, it's not like that. Alhamdulillah, we've started using Himalayan salt.
MashaAllah. Istikhara has been done for 26-year-old son, and it is a sign of illness. There was no code word, but he's having a lot of stress and anxiety. So istikhara has been done for that. It's illness. Allah Ta'ala, make it easier for you. Inshallah, let's make dua.
Shall I give you...
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidi al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen.
Ameen.
Jazallahu anna Sayyidana wa Mawlana Muhammadan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Ya Allah, Azawajal, give shifa to all those who have sent in their names. And Ya Allah, Azawajal, any problems that anyone has been having. Ya Allah, for all those who are ill at home in hospitals, who have, Ya Allah, disobedient children, who have, Ya Allah, any illnesses, any other problems. Ya Allah, grant, Ya Allah, happiness to all the Muslims living in this world. For the Islamic sister who's admitted in hospital with stage 4 cancer, Ya Allah, give her Shifa Kamila as well. Ya Allah, Azawajal, give her Shifa Kamila. And all those who are ill in home, in hospitals, Ya Allah, anywhere around the world, Ya Allah, Azawajal, give them Shifa Kamila. Allahumma khassil muradana murad al-deen. والدنيا والآخرة وصلى الله على محمد برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. One istikhara has been done. Code word Khaja. The istikhara will come back as Wakti Azmaish. I'm sorry.
That message you said about childlessness, I'll just mention that.
Jee.
Wazifa for childlessness. Both husband and wife, after each salah, recite the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam with the Durood Sharif 3 times before and after.
Jee, mashallah. Jazakallah khairah. We do have a lot more messages, but I'm afraid that's the end of our program today. But inshallah, if you want to have an istikhara, it's 01274-733-578. 01274-733-578. 01274-733-578. We are open tomorrow.
The only close on Sunday. Just one thing I'd just like to mention. It's a masala, actually. All those who've had the istikharas done, remember that Allah knows the truth of the matter, and also be mindful of the ruling that definite knowledge, i.e. the unseen, the ghaib, is not acquired through istikhara.
Ameen. Jazakallahu khairah. Please take care of yourself and we'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua, please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.